Majority Report, Air America Radio. Say peaches.
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 This flu season, the makers of Tylenol want you to know a little medicine can help treat the flu, but more hand washing could help prevent it. Warm water and soap kills germs best when you wash for 30 seconds. Teach your kids to hum a song so they know how long to wash. Tylenol flu can relieve your family's symptoms if they do get sick. But wouldn't it be better if they didn't? For more tips, visit Tylenol.com/flu. Stop. Think. Tylenol cold and flu with cool burst and children's Tylenol flu. Use as directed.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Intelligence reform bill passes. The Senate today overwhelmingly gave final congressional approval to the bill that reorganizes the nation's intelligence operations. The vote was 89-2 on the bill, which will result in the biggest changes in U.S. intelligence gathering and analysis since the late 1940s. It'll change the focus from a Cold War mentality to one of fighting networks of terrorists bent on waging a holy war against the U.S. Some lawmakers said Americans should not be fooled into thinking they will be safe once this legislation is completed. West Virginia Senator Robert Byrd stressed, quote, no legislation alone can forestall a terrorist attack. Byrd was one of the two senators who voted against the bill, the other, Republican James Inhofe of Oklahoma. The vote came a day after the House had overwhelmingly approved the bill, and next it goes to George W. Bush for his signature. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld faced some tough questions from soldiers in Kuwait. Rumsfeld took a question from Specialist Thomas Wilson, whose unit is about to drive into Iraq for a one-year tour of duty. Wilson complained about having to dig through landfills for metal to protect vehicles. Rumsfeld responded by saying, quote, you go to war with the army you have. A spokesman says Rumsfeld's remarks should not be interpreted as dismissive. The Pentagon says no soldier goes into battlefield in a vehicle without armor. Spokesman Larry DeRita says about 450 new armored Humvees a month are being produced. The total number of U.S. military deaths, combat and non-combat, 1,278 since the beginning of the Iraq War in March 2003. Today, the Pentagon says more than 1,000 members of the U.S. military have died in combat. The Pentagon website lists the combat death tally at 1,001 following the death of a soldier hit by small arms fire on patrol in Baghdad yesterday. The military also said a Marine died in a vehicle accident in western Baghdad. For every American soldier killed in Iraq, 9 others have been wounded and survived. That's the highest rate of any war in U.S. history. A new report today says it isn't that their injuries were less severe. In fact, some young soldiers and Marines have had body parts, arms, legs, faces blown off and are still returning home, surviving, although badly maimed. By mid-November, over 10,000 American troops have been wounded in battle in Afghanistan or Iraq, and a survival rate of roughly 90%. Word today of another cabinet departure. A senior Bush administration official says Veterans Affairs Secretary Anthony Principe is resigning. Bush, though, has decided to keep a key member of his economic team. The White House says Bush asked Treasury Secretary John Snow to serve in the second term, and Snow has agreed to stay. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
As you have heard, the arthritis drug Vioxx has recently been pulled from the market due to the significant increase in strokes and heart attacks among Vioxx users. If you or a loved one have suffered a stroke or heart attack after taking Vioxx for a year or more and never had a stroke or heart attack before using the drug, Vioxx may be related. Please call the law offices of Victoria Madonna for an evaluation. Our number is 877-NYC-Vioxx. That's 877-NYC-Vioxx.
If you're tempted by those so-called heavy-duty batteries just because they're cheaper than Duracell, consider this. When monitoring a human heart after surgery, the brand of battery hospitals trust most is Duracell. You see, Duracell lasts up to 4 times longer than those so-called heavy-duty batteries. So while cheap batteries may seem like a good deal, remember, you get what you pay for. Duracell. Trust it everywhere.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Hi, it's Al Franken. On the next Al Franken Show, it's the Battle of the Newsweeklies. Howard Fineman from Newsweek faces off against his arch rival, John Dickerson from Time. The topic, how to drive George Bush crazy by asking annoying questions reporter style. You'll learn the tricks of the trade from two masters, only one of whom can be king of the Newsweeklies. Join us for the all-hair-pulling, folding-chair-smashing fun on the next Al Franken Show.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We have a fun-packed show for you this evening. The hearings today, or the forum today, chaired by Michigan Representative Democrat John Conyers, was interesting. I watched it. A couple of people here have comments about it. My senior correspondent, one of the listeners, and Will Pitt, who writes for truthout.org. Also, we have some sound for you. We have a little bit of sound. Just one sound bite that I want you to hear from the hearing from Bob Fitrakis, who is the... what is he? We'll get to it in a second. Also, Rumsfeld's comments today at a town hall meeting, so-called, with soldiers in Kuwait. Some stunning statements, Spuds Freak. I just don't know how any soldier can support anybody in the Bush administration, but you listen and you can make your own decision. But I've got a little Republican family values thing here that comes from Atreus and Daily Kos. Maybe you saw this. This is just intriguing. If you remember some time ago, Bush was in Iowa. I guess it was during the campaign. Bush was in Iowa. And he gave one of his little fakey town hall meetings with pre-selected people to show up. You know, good Republicans, people with no brains whatsoever. You lift the flap in the back of their head and they're just an echo, chamber, 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 chamber. But anyway, two of these people were Mike and Sharla Hintz. They were a married couple, or are a married couple, from Clive, Iowa. And Bush introduced him, and he said that this couple benefited from his tax plan. Because of the enhanced child tax credit, for example, they received an extra $1,600 in their tax refund in 2003, Bush said. With other tax cuts in the bill, they saved $2,800 on their income taxes. Ooh, they used the money to buy a wood-burning stove to more efficiently heat their home, Bush said. They made some home improvements and went on a vacation to Minnesota. Ooh! Bush then said, next year maybe you'll want to come to Texas. Now, Mike Hintz, a First Assembly of God youth pastor at the time during the campaign, said the tax cuts also gave him additional money to use for health care. And then he said he supported, at the time he said, well, I support George W. Bush's values. He said the American people are starting to see what kind of leader President Bush is. People know where he stands. Where we are in this world, with not just the war on terror, but with the war with our culture that's going on, I think we need a man that's going to be in the White House like President Bush, that's going to stand by what he believes. Okay, that was during the campaign. You're way ahead of me, aren't you, Truth Seeker? You know where this is going. That was during the campaign. Today, KCCI, is that television and radio, reports the following. A Des Moines youth pastor is charged with the sexual exploitation of a child. KCCI learned that the married father of four recently turned himself in to Johnston City Police. Reverend Mike Hintz was fired from the First Assembly of God Church, located at 2725 Merle Hay Road, on October 30th. Hintz was the youth pastor there for 3 years. Police said he started an affair with a 17-year-old in the church youth group this spring.
It never stops, does it? Huh?
And Coast writes, it's bad enough these values charlatans are moral degenerates. They have to try and foist their false morality down the rest of our throats. Bennett, Baker, Swaggart, Limbaugh, and the rest of the hypocritical moralistic gang need to get their own house in order before they preach their brand of cynical morality on the rest of us. Well, see, Coast and Atreus and people like that are much more polite and probably much better educated than I am. You know, I just scream and call them sons of bitches and go absolutely insane. Right? You know me, right? I just go right off my rocker. But it's just outrageous. Is it not outrageous? Now, you know that this guy, Mike Hintz, was picked by the advance people for Karl Rove before Bush ever showed up. And, you know, he's a First Assembly of God youth pastor. Amen. Got all them our tax cuts. And you know, I love men like George Bush because he has moral principles like I do. Never mind the 17-year-old I'm boinking over here in the corner cheating on my old lady and my kids. Never mind that. Never mind I'm going to be charged with sexual exploitation of a child. Red state, blue state. Oh, please. Don't you get tired of this, Truth Seeker? It never stops, does it? Where do they find out the truth about Karl Rove? Whatever it is. Whatever steamy pile of truth turns out to be about Karl Rove, huh? Whatever reeking, steamy pile of truth turns out to be Karl Rove's reeking, steaming pile of... Okay, that's enough. But it never stops, does it? Never stops. You know, they probably vetted this guy. They checked him out. Well, he's a pastor. Yeah, he's a pastor. And by God, we want to fool them Christians one more time. One more time. Make them think we really care about this stuff. So let's get us a Christian pastor. Well, did you completely check out his background? We checked him out good enough. Don't worry about it. What about the 17-year-old he's popping? Well, we didn't know about that. And what did Mr. Hintz say? The American people are starting to see what kind of leader President Bush is. People knows where he stands. I support his values. Well, Mr. Hintz, are you suggesting that George Bush is boinking a 17-year-old someplace? And cheating on his wife and cheating on his kids? And have I mentioned yet tonight how much these people disgust me? God, I just couldn't pass that story up. Will writes in the following. Mike, I took a risk and watched World News Tonight on ABC with Peter Jennings and saw the American America Red, America Blue story was about televangelism. Knowing that you're someone who will level with us Americans about religion, I'd like to share a couple of things I've gleaned from that little segment on Jennings tonight. A, the news takes no effort to differentiate the words morality and God. This is problematic because it is entirely possible to be a moral person without Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, or the ghosts of Elvis and Ronald Reagan. Christianity does not have a stranglehold on morality. The vein in my forehead, Will writes, is pulsating. B, the news is afraid to say anything bad about religious organizations, even quasi-religious money-making empires run by insane television, prepackaged productions of consumption built for giving lives meaning in the midst of insanity, fostered by the insane and malicious administration that is running my country into the ground. And I was just dying to see Jennings roll his eyes after the segment was over. See, the news implied that the people who voted for Kerry did so because of extreme anti-religious values and as such are amoral or anti-moral. Never mind that we're at war in Iraq, a country that didn't do anything to us, and the estimates say we've killed 100,000 plus. The definition of morality, Will writes, is being replaced with, I believe in God and I love my president, regardless of who he kills. Please help me, Mike. Tell me that it isn't me that's insane and that it's everything going on around me. Signed, Will, from obviously amoral Blue, Oregon. Will, it's not you. Now, the other day, the International Foreign Relations Committee held a hearing, December 7th. That was yesterday. What's today? Is today the 9th? Yeah, today's the 9th. On the 7th. An official International Foreign Relations Committee held a hearing. The opening presentation by Senator Richard Lugar was stunning in its rhetoric. He had a report of vote-grabbing, imperial rule, rampant fraud, election problems. And it was a hearing on the Ukraine elections. The Ukraine elections, not about what happened in this country. What happened in this country? John Conyers of Michigan had to hold a forum today, a forum. It couldn't be an official hearing because no Republican would participate, and the Republicans have the control. As a matter of fact, you know what the Republicans did? They wouldn't even allow the hearing to be videotaped on the television equipment that came with the hearing room. So Conyers was forced to go after C-SPAN, pester them into showing up, and they did. We'll talk about that when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. $10 horse. Daddy gets wasted and robs liquor stores. Daddy likes rubbing against little boys on the bus. I think that's why your mommy left us.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40x60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50x100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
Larry King here with a timely message. These days, keeping my immune system strong is more important than ever. That's why I believe in getting more from my vitamin C, the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So do what I do and help your immune system face the challenge. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
Look for Ester C at Vitamin World and health food stores everywhere.
In the beginning, there was dirt, water, and air.
And it was good. Once. Planet check.
Think Iraq is just about oil? Chew on this.
There's a disturbing thing that's just happened in the past month or two, which is there's a law been passed, courtesy of the United States, that Iraqi farmers cannot replant their seeds.
That's Deborah Coons Garcia, filmmaker of the new documentary, The Future of Food.
And now what's happened is that Iraqi farmers are not allowed to replant their own seeds. Instead, every year, they're going to be forced to buy patented, genetically engineered seeds from American multinational corporations.
Garcia says Iraq was once the Golden Crescent, the cradle of agriculture.
And it just goes to show that this is a huge machine that is really trying to take over all of agriculture.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
Are you worried about your credit? Is your less than perfect credit keeping you from getting a credit card, buying a new car, getting a new job, or even renting an apartment? You can do something about it. Effective December 1st, the federal government has cleared the way for free access to credit reports. Whether you know you've got credit problems or are surprised by inaccurate or outdated items in your credit report, it's easier than you think to clean up your credit. Just call right now to order your own do-it-yourself credit repair kit. This helpful program includes a CD, book, and sample letters that'll give you all the tools you need to get your credit cleaned up fast. And with this special radio offer, the whole program can be yours for only $9.99. Think of it. Late payments, tax liens, even bankruptcies wiped off of your credit report, giving you a fresh start in 2005. Don't delay. Call 1-800-805-1925 now for your credit report kit for less than $10. That's 1-800-805-1925. 1-800-805-1925. Operators are standing by. Call 800-805-1925.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690. 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690. 800-426-0690.
Twenty-two past the hour. So again, one more time, International Foreign Relations Committee held a hearing December 7th. And this email came to me from Jackie. The opening presentation by Senator Lugar was stunning in its rhetoric. His and his report of Bush's words like vote grabbing, imperial rule, rampant fraud in light of the election problems, yada 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 yada. Following Lugar's speech, there was a love fest of comments by Henry Hyde, who chaired the hearing, Senator Lantos, who's a Democrat from California, and others. Now, this was the hearing on Ukraine elections. And Jackie writes, the other presentations by Lantos and Marcy Kaptur, an 11-term Democrat from Ohio who serves as co-chair of the Congressional Ukrainian Caucus, dripped with eloquent language as they championed the U.S. dedication to democracy, standing true to American principles, equal access to the press by opposing candidates, free and fair elections, transparency, lack of voter harassment, compromised integrity of elections, assurance of untainted elections, disdain for the discrepancy of exit polls to the outcome of the recent Ukraine elections, and on and on and on. Kaptur mentioned several messages that she received from Ukrainians including one who complained that she had to stand in line for an hour. Those lines in Ohio, Truth Seeker, were 7 hours. But anyway, big discussion. Well, the next day, 2 days later, today, John Conyers held a hearing. Now, time does not allow us to really get into all the sound bites that were worth listening to. So what we've done here, I've got we got time for the All right, this is Robert Fetrakis, a lawyer, political science professor, Free Press editor, international election observer, testifying on the irregularities in the voting in Ohio. Let's just go ahead and hit it. This is the only cut we're going to play for you from the hearing today.
When machines cast a negative 25 million votes in Mahoning County, that bears investigation. When the machines in Lucas County, which is a heavily Democratic county, when they're locked in the principal's office and nobody may vote at that site, when they're going wrong all day, and the software is provided, of course, by Diebold, whose CEO, Walden Odell, is a member of the President Bush's Pioneer and Ranger team, has visited the Crawford Ranch and wrote a letter pledging to deliver the electoral votes of Ohio. One has to be somewhat suspect. Other things. When you admit under oath that you need 5,000 machines in Franklin County and you only put out 2,741 on election day and you hold back at least 68 by your own bill of lading, causing lines of 4, 6, 7 hours. And here's the point I'd like to make. They'll say, well, that happened also in some Republican areas. Indeed, it did. But what is more important, which districts lost the machines? Democratic districts that voted more than 80% Democratic, the African-American wards, the poor wards, on the east side of the city, which I observed, 74% of them ended up losing machines. The Republican districts, 60 to 80% Republican, zero lost machines. I will submit there is a pattern there, and it is non-random. It is a pattern that leads directly to the suppression of heavily Democratic areas. And here today, let me tell you that I pledge, when I was there as an election observer, and I saw a woman, an elderly woman, with chemotherapy treatment, with a cane, who had waited 2.5 hours at Douglas Elementary and fainted. And I went in as the legal advisor and said, you must accommodate this woman under federal law, under Americans with Disability, under HAVA. I was told no. And when I saw that woman stagger away on her cane after feigning non-voting, I swore an oath that this would go public, because this election, the tactics used here, it would not be allowed in El Salvador. And what I saw there, I would have wrote to the United Nations that it is totally unacceptable to have 77 of your machines break down in Franklin County, to have half the machines necessary. If the Arena Party came in and said, sure, we're counting the votes, we've got the major donor to the Arena County that's delivered the software, that would have been unacceptable. That is private software. It is proprietary software. We need transparency. And let me leave you with saying that the issues before this body are infinitely more important. Whether Kerry or Bush won, the very American institution of democracy, as Lincoln put forward, that government of the people, by the people, and for the people, shall not perish, is at stake here today.
Thank you very much.
Now, that was Robert Fetrakis, lawyer, political science professor, editor of the Free Press, international election observer. He was referring to the elections in El Salvador and the Arena Party down there that is comprised primarily of former Death Squad members, testifying at today's hearing on these irregularities. We're not going to run any more sound, but we've got some interesting observations from a couple of people I'm going to quote for you here that were sent to us. So stick around, all right? This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. A few of those win.
Congratulations, George. Well, it's all bought and paid for. The history books will have to write you in. Or maybe you can pass a law so the rest of us can all see how the man with fewer votes wins. Yeah, you want it.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
By now you've heard that Canadian prescription drug prices are up to 85% less expensive than they are in the U.S. Marge Burns heard and ordered her Zocor and saved $60 on a 90-day supply. William Penske heard and saved $35 on his Fosmax. If you are buying any prescription medication, it's time to call Advocare at 1-888-471-4721. AARP Magazine ranked Advocare one of the top pharmacies in Canada, and the state government of Illinois has concluded that Advocare's procedures are exceeding the U.S. government's requirements, thereby allowing them to purchase prescription drugs for state workers at much lower prices. You can save, too, by calling Advocare at 1-888-471-4721 or visit their website at pharmacyonthenet.com. Your medications are guaranteed to be delivered right to your door, and you save up to 85%. Don't pay higher prices just because you live in the U.S. Call 1-888-471-4721 or log on to pharmacyonthenet.com.
Dear Mr. President, because the state of our feelings can narrow the range of our insights, deceptions are easily hidden in presumptions of innocence. And because every brick in hell is molded by habits and perspectives, war is always compelled by limits and understanding. Therefore, for dignity, please remember, any spiritual precept thought to be above criticism is too vainly filled with pride to leave room for divine humanity or moral governance. For contemplative education at Motto Citizens, behind the book and the oracle for the way to see whole, my name is Gola Wolf Richards. And for victory over blood spilled by confusion, I believe that nothing beats a failure but a try. Therefore, I wrote and recorded Silver Lessons for Global Citizenship, among other works that are Speaking for Virtue at MOTTOCitizens.com.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868, 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hey, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Thursday's Morning Sedition. We're going to get some hard answers to serious questions about the America your kids will inherit. Who will be interpreting the Constitution on the Supreme Court? Who will suffer if Bush bets Social Security on Wall Street? And what will foreign banks do once Americans owe them everything? Q&A plus the Rapture Watch on Thursday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
Six before the hour. The hearing today, or the forum, we can't use the term hearing literally. The meeting that was called by John Conyers, a Democrat from Michigan, and sitting on the panel, Wexler from Florida, and Jesse Jackson Jr. from Illinois, and Sheila Jackson Brown, and I'm sorry, Sheila Jackson Lee. I forget the man's name from Virginia. And then a parade of witnesses who offered testimony. But after the first few minutes, I'm sorry, Truth Seekers, I started to feel like something was just a little bit too weird. Now, before I get into it, Marcy Kaptur, who's a Democrat from Toledo, Ohio, my old hometown, I can't believe that she participated in the hearing on December 7th about the Ukraine situation. And afterward, well, according to my emailer, Jackie, Kaptur and others lauded the courage of the Ukrainian people to question their government and stand up for the democratic process. Nary a word by this Ohio congresswoman about the concern regarding the same situation for the concerns for the democratic electoral process in her own state. Further, discussion included how U.S. tax money is paid for training of election personnel, monitors, and exit polls in the past, and it will be used to fund the same activities in the new December 26th Ukrainian election. Excuse me, Jackie writes, I need to go take some Compazine to keep from barfing. Well, yeah. Me too. And one thing, just to float out there over your heads, because it's over my head, why do these voting irregularities always occur with the Democrat side? Do you ever hear anybody on the Republican side saying, well, George Bush had 20,000 votes stolen? Do you ever hear on the Republican side, well, I went to vote in my Republican precinct and the machines were locked up, or the lines were 6 hours? You know, why does it always happen to Democrats? Why is there always a shortage of machines in heavily Democratic precincts? Why is the polling data never wrong except for Democrats? You see what's going on here? We have been hammered. We have, coming up to be certified January 6th, a fraud for the second time. Now, either we fight or it's gone. Our system of representative government is history. Unless we fight, I'm not sure yet how that fight has got to materialize. We'll be talking about this. But we cannot let this happen. I don't know what it's going to take. What is it going to take? I've said it before. 3 million of us in front of the White House? I don't know. Got to think about it. Got to see what cooler heads than mine and younger minds than mine come up with. There are a lot of people thinking about this tonight. A lot of people with organizational skills and abilities. A lot of people thinking, okay, you know what? What are we going to do? Let's see what develops. It's not going to die. Now, Joe in High Spire, PA writes in, Mike, I hope you proved me wrong. The longer I watched the hearings today, I became more disappointed with the politicians. To me, it appears they were only interested in giving their own political lip service. I became very disturbed that Jesse Jackson was allowed to ramble on any time he wanted, yet others that had evidence were cut short. And the final question session was terrible. Although I did not agree with all the comments, the people should have been allowed to speak. Representative Conyers got rude with some of the people, and this was wrong, especially after allowing Jesse Jackson to waste so much time with political speeches that really offered nothing. I admired the people that were trying to make changes. Some claim the congressmen already have the tools to fix the problem with the current election, and all Conyers did was try to silence them. The one woman was right to ask them what they intend to do for us. She had referenced that we work, pay taxes, and have our children die in wars for them. Well, call me a cynic, but I got the feeling they are not going to do anything more than put on a show. In the end, nothing will change. That's from Joe in High Spire, PA. Chris, in Minnesota, senior correspondent. Regarding the Conyers-chaired fiasco this morning, and that's exactly what it was, he writes, after a certain point, you almost visualize the worm turning. For the first half hour, it was fine. Jesse Jackson Sr. spoke, Ralph Nee spoke, David Cobb spoke, a handful of lawyers spoke. Then came panel two, and the tempo picked up where Conyers was giving each of those testifying a smaller amount of time. Yeah, it was easy to cut Conyers slack and say he was worried about getting it all in. At that point, later on, it got pretty nasty. But before that, the worm had to turn, and that was about the time Jesse Jackson Jr. showed up. It was actually something Jr. said that changed everything, and after that point, you could clearly see the room split down the middle. Jesse Jackson Jr. said that if we can have a constitutional amendment to ban people from marrying who they want to marry, if we can debate an amendment to ban flag burning, if we can do this and that and the other thing, why can't we have a constitutional amendment guaranteeing every last American's right to vote? Within a few minutes of this being said, Representative Nadler said, and I quote, Congressman Jackson, I don't think we need to have a constitutional amendment to ensure the right to vote. From then on, it was the people and Junior, his father, Sheila Jackson Lee, both panels that testified, and a couple other dais sitters, members of Congress, against Nadler, Conyers, Bobby Scott, and a handful of others, including the late-appearing Barney Frank. When it came time to call for questions from the audience, it really showed that Conyers and company don't really give a damn about what happens with the vote, that this is seemingly another attempt by this handful to grab and run with the spotlight. The first person spoke about having the power to do something about this fraud per the Constitution. He read the section, and it said something about the male voting population, etc., when the country was put together. The speaker said that the subsequent amendments in the Constitution would cover women and African Americans and so on and so forth. Conyers apparently didn't want to hear this and said something about how this was written when white men were the only ones allowed to vote. The speaker retorted again, this was amended by the subsequent amendments. Conyers then said, we can't make up a constitution by reading it. I have no idea, Chris writes, what the blank that means. But let's go back to what Conyers said, Chris writes, about the Constitution was written only when white men were allowed to vote. Okay, John, then why don't we just do away with the Constitution completely? That's what you seemingly want now. You didn't want to allow people to use their First Amendment rights today. Which leads right into the second person to stand and speak. She represented a bunch of people in the room, she said, and they had a petition that they wanted the Congress to sign, which read in part that they believe the Constitution to be the law of the land, and so on. She had three paragraphs left, and Conyers interrupted her and said she should either ask a question or take her seat, as he wanted to move on. She begged, basically, to be allowed to read the last paragraphs, and Conyers would not allow it, instead insisting that he knew what was in the document. How is that possible? Maybe he's a psychic congressman. She retorted that unless she read it, he didn't know what was in the document and again asked to read it, at which point the crowd applauded her. She was refused and was told that they would accept it into the record and read it later. And then she should simply have said, Mr. Conyers, you're on record via Michael Morris Fahrenheit 9/11 as saying that you don't even read all the legislation that comes before you. How can I trust that you'll read this? But she insisted on reading it, and Bobby Scott, I believe it was Scott, interrupted her and said, ma'am, we can read, you know? Talk about your utter disrespect. Then the coup de grace. Another woman said that we pay their salary. We send our children to die for them and wanted to know what they were going to do for us. Conyers, in the most disgusting display I've seen a Democrat put on, dismissed her without answering her question, simply saying, I'm grateful that you pay my wage. It was beyond contempt. It was pure and utter denigration of that woman and her viewpoints. Another woman asked why not just switch to paper ballots. Nadler tried to claim that paper ballots are very easy to tamper with and that he had proof. He never cited any proof. Funny, in northern Minnesota we use paper ballots and I'd never heard of one problem with them. And from then on, it became the, yeah, but you have a question show. Never mind that people there had to sit forever to listen to Conyers and company go on and on. When the people wanted to speak, Conyers wanted them to shut up. I used to revere Conyers as decent, one of the last people in Congress that you could trust. After today, I don't think I can anymore. I do want to say that the entire group of people testifying, from Jesse Jackson Sr. to Ralph Neese and everyone on those two panels, were respectable and respectful. Jesse Jackson Jr., Sheila Jackson Lee, Robert Wexler, and a few others were outstanding. Beyond that, the rest sitting on the dais were utterly useless in that they didn't really seem to want to even be there. John Conyers and Gerald Nadler can go to hell. Chris in Minnesota. Now, see, I've told you, my senior correspondent is much more radical than I am. But he makes a point, and you know, I watched the parts that he's talking about. The woman who wanted to read the last three paragraphs. I mean, what the hell was the big deal with not letting her? Now, Will Pitt, writing at Truthout, reporting on this, wrote today a lengthy piece. But let me just quote a couple of sentences, because, you know, this is where, I don't know, I wonder, maybe we ought to get Will on the program, Kathy, at some point. But here's what he wrote. It looked like a real hearing, but it wasn't, because despite the issuing of invitations by the Democratic minority members to the Republican majority brethren on the Judiciary Committee, not one Republican congressman bothered to show up or give their blessing to the proceedings. Judiciary staffers from the minority office told me the Republican majority would not even allow this hearing to be videotaped on the television equipment that came with the hearing room. And so they were forced to pester C-SPAN. This they did, along with a number of C-SPAN showed up, along with a number of other media outlets, but the effect was a quieting of the entire event. But he said, Will writes, one cannot overstate, however, the importance of what took place today in room 2237 of the Rayburn House building, House office building. And I don't know. I don't understand really what Will's talking about. The importance? I didn't see anything happen. Now, I didn't watch the end of it. Maybe you did. If you did, give us a call. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malone.
And the WB.
As a small business owner, you turn multitasking into a fine art, because for you, doing several things all at the same time is just another day at the office. So Sam's Club offers the option of doing two things at once: buying items you need for your business, while at the same time buying items you need for your home. This holiday season, jewelry's best kept secret is revealed. Discover fine quality diamonds at Sam's Club. Whether you're shopping for home or business, count on us to help you get it done. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Now, for a Mother Jones pop quiz. Are these statements true or false? George W. Bush has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. 60% of U.S. companies pay no income tax. The Pentagon has lost some nukes. 42 million tons more pollutants can be released under Bush's Clean Skies plan. Ready for the answers? All true. Learn this and more when you subscribe to Mother Jones at ReadMojo.com. You can sign up for just $10 a year. So subscribe now at ReadMojo.com.
Did you hear the news?
News?
Overstock.com, the online outlet, now has auctions.
Auctions?
Yeah, Overstock.com has auctions, like eBay, but with lower fees.
How much lower?
Well, about a third lower, and they offer volume discounts.
You're kidding.
No, it gets better. There's no sniping.
Really?
If an auction has a bid within 10 minutes of closing, it extends the auction. Plus, Overstock's rating system is on a 12-month rolling basis.
Well, that keeps everyone's ratings fair.
Exactly. And Overstock.com auctions has a personal and business networking system.
What does that mean?
Well, you can see the degrees of separation between yourself and any other buyer or seller, or you can network with people who have similar interests and see what they're buying and selling.
Like Friendster.
Yeah, like Friendster meets eBay.
Wow, sounds like Overstock.com just got better. Name brand products, online low price guarantee, 24-hour customer service,
mm-hmm.
and now internet auctions the old-fashioned way? Overstock has it all.
Well, you had to have heard by now. It's all about the O. Overstock.com. eBay and Friendster are trademarks of their respective companies and are not affiliated with Overstock.com.
A vexing issue facing today's traveler is how to start writing the postcard home. Why choose the predictable, having a great time, or the weather is wonderful? At Celebrity Cruises, we suggest, last night I experienced a new dimension of Cirque du Soleil at the bar at the edge of the earth. Join us as we sail the Caribbean with Cirque du Soleil, or with Bon Appetit and 16 of the finest chefs on land on Savor the Caribbean. Then you too can write. Today, I learned to prepare conch fritters with mango chutney from a master chef. Or, my four-star culinary mentor says, hi.
Have you been treated famously in the Caribbean? Join Cirque du Soleil and Celebrity Cruises on Constellation. Or savor the Caribbean on Millennium out of Fort Lauderdale. Prices start from $750. Book your Celebrity Cruise with Liberty Travel at 1-877-LIBERTY. Prices are per person double occupancy cruise only. Limited availability and available only on select sailings. Governmental taxes and fees are extra. Certain restrictions apply. Ships registry at the Bahamas.
Finally, there's a dental plan that really takes the bite out of high dental fees. And it's available from the country's oldest and largest cooperative dental plan, Northeast Dental Plan of America. You can immediately save as much as 50% and more on costly dental fees by becoming a member. 4,000 dentists in the tri-state area participate. Chances are there's one near you. Call 1-800-816-8866 for your free information kit. One very low annual fee entitles you to huge savings on any procedure, including braces, bonding, bleaching, and other specialty work. There's even a free initial examination. There is no deductible, no pre-existing conditions, no claim forms to fill out, and no insurance company hassles. The free kit includes the names and locations of every participating dentist and the exact fees charged. Available to singles, couples, families, seniors, and groups. Call 1-800-816-8866 for your free kit. That's 1-800-816-8866.
Nine minutes before the hour. All right. The woman who was denied a chance to finish her statement today by John Conyers joins us via telephone, obviously. Well, no, Mike. Carrier pigeon from a hotel in Washington, D.C. I believe her name is Patty. Are you there, Patty? Yo, Patty.
Yes. I'm
oh,
here.
Thanks. Okay. You're the woman I watched on television this morning who was told not to finish your statement. Is that correct?
I am.
All right, let's finish it. Those three paragraphs that Conyers and the panel seem to have a problem in allowing you to finish. I mean, I can understand a chairman of a panel has to move things along, but at one point I just thought, what the hell, why not just finish the statement? It seemed to me that Nadler and Conyers, people I respect, with all the chit-chat back and forth telling you couldn't do it, they used up the time you could have done it in.
Oh, much more than that time. The entire thing would have taken me about 2 minutes to read, and I think that, you know, all the back and forth ended up being almost five.
Oh, God. With, all right, let's do those last three paragraphs, Patty.
Shall do.
All right, go ahead.
I wish to recognize that efforts, this is just to clarify for the listeners, it is a declaration of intent written from the point of view essentially saying, will you make this declaration as a member of Congress? So
right.
The voice is as if you're the member of Congress.
Okay.
I wish to recognize that efforts are ongoing in some states by candidates, election officials, the news media, and citizens group through recounts and other means to clarify and adjust the official results in order to increase the level of public confidence. These efforts are necessary. However, they cannot be sufficient. This is true because, by far, the most disturbing circumstances that have occurred in this election are the confirmed cases of disparate treatment being afforded to certain classes of voters. If systematic barriers to exercising the franchise existed that correlate to a citizen's age, race, religion, gender, socioeconomic status, or any other identifiable characteristic, the election was neither free and fair nor lawful in absence of any corrective remedy being applied. Therefore, in keeping with my oath of office, I publicly declare my intention to act on January 6, 2005, and object to any presidential electors that I believe to have been unlawfully appointed. To do less would make me complicit with a violation of our shared democratic principles.
God, that's just, what the hell? You know what? Did they have an advanced copy of your statement?
I had handed one to Congresswoman Lee, and I had also handed one to Jesse Jackson as he sort of walked by. Whether they had had an opportunity to read it or not, I don't mm-hmm. know.
When you say Jesse Jackson, senior or junior?
Senior.
When
I said in the hearing there were three more paragraphs, I was essentially willing to skip from where I was to the last three paragraphs.
Right.
There is a middle bit that I still completely skipped in interest of time, but it is online.
I was just going to ask you, is there a site where people can read this? Because people want to know what it was that you said in its entirety. Where can they go to read it online, Patty?
TheDeanPeople.com.
Oh, TheDeanPeople.com. Okay. Yeah.
Just run together. TheDeanPeople.com. It's actually DeanPeople.com or TheDeanPeople.org.
Okay. TheDeanPeople.com or mm-hmm. DeanPeople.org.
TheDeanPeople. You need the T-H-E.
Okay. Okay. How did it feel to stand there and go back and forth like that? I can appreciate Conyers wanting to chair a committee. But on the other hand, you know, I was watching from my bedroom this morning, watching you stand there, and I have to say, after a while, it just got grating. It was not you, the fact that they wouldn't let you speak. And I'm sitting there thinking, what the hell is wrong here? What is wrong here? But it must have been very frustrating for you to be standing there being harassed like that. Harassment to me, it's my word, harassment.
It's a little discombobulating being in front of cameras, you know, and not
yes.
to that kind of a situation. And I wish perhaps I hadn't gotten, you know, as frustrated as I did. You know, I didn't mean to show disrespect to the committee, and I really do.
Well, I don't think you did.
I hope I didn't, but I was.
I think you showed the frustration. I think you showed the frustration that anybody in that situation, yeah, television cameras, powerful members of Congress, you're making a statement, and all of a sudden that happens. I don't think you showed disrespect at all. Again, there are people on that committee I have deep respect for. Sheila Jackson.
And I also.
Yeah, you too. It's just a damn shame, though, that had to develop. Patty, we got a break here. Listen, thank you so much for calling in.
Actually, can I say one quick thing?
Sure.
Just that we are asking people to print, send, fax, ask their representatives if they're willing to make this declaration.
That sounds good. Well, hold on. I'll tell you what. Hold on. Let me hold you over the break. It's going to take a couple of minutes. Just stay there, and we'll come back, because I don't want that part to get lost, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Stay there, and we'll come right back to Patty. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Kudos to outgoing Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson for telling the truth about threats to the nation's food supply. Asked what worried him most, Thompson responded the other day that he frets every single night about the safety of the nation's food. Thompson revealed a secret the Bush administration didn't want discussed. Despite claims by the administration that it is improving and expanding food inspections, the truth is that less than 1% of the food we eat is actually examined, and those examinations rarely, if ever, go to the level that would reveal the sort of contamination that poses the most serious threat to human life. Worse yet, the administration and its allies in Congress continue to work behind the scenes to undermine new country of origin labeling rules that would inform consumers where their food comes from. Why? Because food processing companies, which contribute heavily to the GOP, claim food safety initiatives cost too much. For more on food safety, visit thenation.com. I'm John Nichols for Air America Radio.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Returning to Iraq, a soldier who challenged an Army policy requiring him to serve past the date of his enlistment contract must return for duty in Iraq while his lawsuit is being reviewed. Federal U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth refused to issue a temporary restraining order allowing Specialist David Qualls to remain in the U.S., where he's home on leave. He's scheduled to fly to Iraq on Friday. The judge says, "It appears to me the extension was legally proper. I find no likelihood of success on the merits." Qualls is one of the 8 soldiers challenging the so-called stop-loss policy that lets the Army extend enlistments during war or national emergency to promote continuity and cohesiveness on the battlefield. The other 7 soldiers in the lawsuit, listed as John Doe's to protect their privacy, are now serving in Iraq or are in Kuwait, heading for Iraq. Number 9, Secretary of Veterans Affairs Anthony Principe reportedly told his staff he's resigning today, the 9th member to leave the Bush cabinet. The 60-year-old Principe has served all 4 years of the Bush presidency. He's taken flack over VA funding levels and hospital closings, but generally got high marks from veterans groups. Meanwhile, Treasury Secretary John Snow is getting to keep his job. Word of his departure came not long after Bush ended speculation about his future by asking him to stay on for the 2nd term. Snow's going to have his work cut out for him, selling politically explosive overhaul of the tax code and Social Security. Both will be the subject of major White House conference next week. The Senate today approved the bill that reorganizes the nation's intelligence operations. The vote was 89-2. The bill replaces the nation's Cold War era intelligence network with a new structure that requires military and civilian spy agencies to work together to fight terrorism. Some lawmakers say Americans should not be fooled into thinking they will be safe because of this bill. Senator Robert Byrd, Democrat, West Virginia, stressed no legislation alone can prevent a terrorist attack. Bush expected to sign the bill soon. Today, Bush signed the massive spending bill that funds the entire federal bureaucracy except the Pentagon and Homeland Security. The $388 billion measure passed last month, but Congress held off sending it to the White House until they overturned that language that made it easier for some lawmakers to look at tax returns. Press Secretary Scott McClellan praised the bill for showing fiscal restraint. He says it funds important priorities but holds the line elsewhere. But critics charge the bill is heavy with pork. From, for instance, $1 million for a Norwegian-American foundation in Seattle, and also in the bill another $1 million for what's called a Wild American Shrimp Initiative. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Do Tune in tonight to Hangouts, where you'll meet a pop star with a pool for a living room.
Sorry to interrupt, but why check out other people's dream homes when you can use a home equity loan to create your own? Now at LendingTree.com, you can find home equity rates as low as 3.75% APR. But they won't stay that way forever. Call LendingTree now at 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. Or visit LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions apply. See website for details and licensing.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Hi, this is Steve Earle. What kind of radio network would give an ex-con pinko hillbilly a radio show? Air America, that's who. Each week, me and my friends get together to play our favorite music and maybe even talk about politics. This week, my guest on The Revolution Starts Now is my old friend Nancy Griffith. Join us every Sunday evening for The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.
The revolution starts now.
Welcome back. 6:30. We're finishing up the conversation here with Patty, who has called in from a hotel in Washington, D.C. She was a woman who appeared before the forum today, run by John Conyers, tried to make a statement and was cut off from finishing the statement, which she finished on this program. Now, what we were talking about, Patty, you, what was the idea? You want people to download the statement in its entirety?
Yes, or just copy the text into an email or, you know, fax program. The idea being that in any way that you can, if you agree with the statement and would like your representative to declare their intent in this way, to ask them to.
Mm-hmm.
And really the importance of pressuring them to declare their intent now, to object to electors who have been appointed pursuant to a discriminatory
right.
election, is that it puts state election officials on notice, that they should be doing something to remedy their elections. It also helps us, you know, helps to get other people to understand it really is up to us. The Congress is answerable to us.
Right.
And if they do not have our consent, and the more mail that goes into Congress, I think, you know, the better. And actually, though, with the security, I don't know how quickly they get snail mail. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
mediated and whatnot. So I think that you know, faxing and emailing, and you can also send snail mail, or just walking it into the local office and saying, you know, I want my representative to declare their intent in this way, Republicans and Democrats. This is not, I think when people read the declaration online, they'll recognize that this is not partisan in any way. We're not saying reject the Ohio electors. We're saying that if elections are not fair, if states are not capable of running fair elections that measure the will of their residents,
right,
you know, no soup for you.
Right.
No,
well, I yeah, I don't understand why federal or elections that everyone in the country participates in, like for a president, for example, do not use standardized forms. Now, a lot of people say, well, that's because on the ballot will be all sorts of local issues. But if that's the case, then maybe the ballot for president and vice president should be entirely separate. You know, leaving things up to various state secretaries of state who also happen to be co-chairs of Bush campaign, or can you imagine the outrage had there been secretaries of state running these elections who had been Kerry co-chair?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would have been outrageous. All right, I want to take this down from the philosophical and the political down to the personal. I want to ask you something, Patty. Okay?
Yes.
I've gotten a lot of emails here since you've been on. The context of which is, you know, this woman should not have used the forum to make her statement. She should have used some other not Conyers' hearing. Now, as usually happens, I'm being accused of things like demonizing John Conyers, you know, which really surprises me. You know, when people accuse me of denigrating or demonizing, in this case, John Conyers, because I question what he did, you know, I've got an email here that says, you know, when are we going to learn? When are we going to stop chewing on our own and so on and so forth? You know, which kind of irritates me, but I can understand the position. But I come from a generation that politically believed in consensus, that it wasn't majority rule, that, you know, to hell with that, that you found consensus so that everybody involved had a voice in the decision that was finally reached. There is a systematic way to handle consensus politics, and as far as I'm concerned, it's more awkward, it takes more time, it takes compromise, but by God, then every point of view to some degree is represented in the final action that's decided upon. This is what we used to do with the Clamshell Alliance over in South Carolina when we were protesting nuclear power plants and dumps and so on and so forth. We used consensus politics. So, having said all that, how do you respond to the people who say that you used the wrong forum?
Perhaps we should have done a better job of having a short version of it, but I think that, you know, when people do read it online, they will realize that each paragraph has a purpose. And I believe that this is one of the critical questions that we can ask of our representatives, is to declare their intent in this way,
right,
to stand up for us and the Constitution.
Right.
And I don't know what would have been more appropriate. I mean, as it's worked out, I'm hoping that, you know, through speaking on your show and having been aired on C-SPAN, that the fact that this is an avenue for us, and that more people ask this of their representatives, say, please, I want you to declare your intent to stand up for me.
Mm-hmm.
It has accomplished the goal, which is to get we the people engaged.
I understand.
You know, and if it was not the appropriate forum or perfect forum to do that, I don't, you know, I'm happy to have recommendations of how better to help engage we the people in protecting our voice.
I understand. The website is thedeanpeople.com, right?
Yes.
Okay. Patty, thank you so much for taking
thank
time
you
to
so
call
much,
us.
Thank you so much, Mike, for having me.
Absolutely. Take care and keep fighting.
Okay, you too.
All right. Appreciate it. Look, I understand, I really do, the necessity when you're running a hearing of working within time constraints. But now, come on, folks. It took her, I clocked it, 51 seconds to give those three paragraphs. But, you know, like Patty said, maybe it was wrong for him. Okay, you know, fair enough. But what really gets me, and it does get me. I mean, I can live with it. It doesn't open an artery or vein for me. But how quickly, folks who listen to this program really support this program. You know, if I say something like, "Well, I thought John Conyers out of line," or "Nadler pissed me off," or "Wexler," yada yada. You know, some of you folks just turn, man, like, hey, Malloy, quit demonizing John Conyers. Right. Let me just say something. I don't demonize Democrats, especially somebody like John Conyers or Gerald Nadler or Robert Wexler or Sheila Jackson Lee, people I have deep respect for. Lieberman, of course, he's a senator, but I don't demonize. Okay, so back off just a little bit. You know, everybody needs a little bit of breathing room. If for some reason people are feeling, you know, I've got to get this said like Patty did. You know, I'm willing to cut slack for something like that because our system is set up, and I don't give a damn who's running it, Democrats or Republicans. And you know this, emailer. Our system is set up to close off people who are ruled, quote, out of order. You know, the common folk. We are closed off. Now, how do you get some? Just like she said at the end of her phone call. Maybe it was the wrong form, but how do you get it out there? Now, what do? Send a letter? A letter will never be opened. They're afraid it's full of anthrax. Send an email, what, along with 10 million other ones? It's become very, very difficult for common folk who have something to say to get it said so that people will hear it. So, you know, if you disagree with what the woman was trying to say today, the woman Patty, on that hearing, okay, fine. But I think you're a little bit out of bounds to jump in my case and tell me I'm demonizing John Conyers because I happen to find that attitude, that congressional attitude, even that comes from people I respect, to be a bit of a pain in the butt. You know what I'm saying? And I will say it on the air. Now, if you want to send me an email and say, well, you know, you're demonizing John Conyers, go ahead. But I think that's a jerky thing to say. I'm not demonizing anybody. Come on. I demonize Republicans. I don't demonize or denigrate Republicans or Democrats. Enough said. It just, you know, it just frosts me sometimes how quickly people say, oh, well, you're demonizing. Don't say that. Come on, I'm a Democrat, all right? I'm a Democrat. That means I'll say what I damn well please. And that's one of the reasons. A Democrat, you know, what did Will Rogers say? I don't belong to any organized political party. I'm a Democrat. All right? Enough said. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Peace like a river ran through the city. Misinformation follows like a plague. Nobody knew from time to time if the plans were changed. Oh, 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 if the plans were changed. You can beat us with wires. You can beat us with chains. You can run natural rules, but you know you can't outrun the history train.
Beginning, there was dirt, water, and air.
And it was good. Once. Planet check.
Think Iraq is just about oil? Chew on this.
There's a disturbing thing that's just happened in the past month or two, which is there's a law been passed, courtesy of the United States, that Iraqi farmers cannot replant their seeds.
That's Deborah Coons Garcia, filmmaker of the new documentary, The Future of Food.
And now what's happened is that Iraqi farmers are not allowed to replant their own seeds. Instead, every year, they're going to be forced to buy patented, genetically engineered seeds from American multinational corporations.
Garcia says Iraq was once the Golden Crescent, the cradle of agriculture.
And it just goes to show that this is a huge machine that is really trying to take over all of agriculture.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music.
PuraMind.com.
Larry King here with a timely message. These days, keeping my immune system strong is more important than ever. That's why I believe in getting more from my vitamin C, the advanced protection of Ester-C. Advanced because Ester-C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So do what I do and help your immune system face the challenge. Get the advanced protection of Ester-C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
Look for Ester-C at Kmart, Kroger, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40x60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50x100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
New York in winter. You know how cold it gets. And if you have leaky, drafty windows, you know what that does to your energy bills. And that's why now is a great time to replace them with custom replacement windows from Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save $625 on select styles. It's the biggest savings of the year. Sears double-paned extra-strength windows have insulated frames, which may help reduce your energy costs. And Sears makes it simple and affordable. Call 1-800-448-6600 and save $625 on select styles. It's the biggest savings of the year. Offer ends December 31st. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't go another winter without the energy efficiency of Sears replacement windows. Call now, 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
This Dick Summer for Binder & Binder, America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. You know, some people actually hate us because we win so many Social Security disability cases. It's because they think we're getting government handouts for our clients. And that's wrong. Social Security is an insurance policy that the government makes everybody buy. It's supposed to pay off when you retire or if you become disabled. But you know how hard it is to get an insurance company to pay your claim? Well, that's how it is with Social Security. Your life becomes different when you're disabled. People don't even want to listen to you. That's why Charles Binder always says,
"We really listen to you because you have enough to worry about."
If you're disabled and you can't work anymore, call 1-800-66-BINDER. We'll tell you right away if we can help. It's a free call. 1-800-66-BINDER. It's nice that not everybody hates us. Our clients seem very pleased that we're America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. 1-800-66-BINDER.
Are you worried about your credit? Is your less-than-perfect credit keeping you from getting a credit card, buying a new car, getting a new job, or even renting an apartment? You can do something about it. Effective December 1st, the federal government has cleared the way for free access to credit reports. Whether you know you've got credit problems or are surprised by inaccurate or outdated items in your credit report, it's easier than you think to clean up your credit. Just call right now to order your own do-it-yourself credit repair kit. This helpful program includes a CD, book, and sample letters that'll give you all the tools you need to get your credit cleaned up fast. And with this special radio offer, the whole program can be yours for only $9.99. Think of it. Late payments, tax liens, even bankruptcies wiped off of your credit report, giving you a fresh start in 2005. Don't delay. Call 1-800-805-1925 now for your credit report kit for less than $10. That's 1-800-805-1925. 1-800-805-1925. Operators are standing by. Call 800-805-1925.
Welcome back. 22, almost 23 past the hour. Will Pitt is checking in. He's calling from D.C. also, who is one of the senior editors at truthout.org, or the senior editor. Hey, Will.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. A little bit of difference of opinion on what happened in that hearing room today.
In what way?
I've got several listeners who called in today who emailed in who thought that... First of all, that the bottom line, the end result would be, you know, same old, nothing really will happen, that Conyers, in the role of committee chair or hearing chair, a couple of instances would not allow people to speak to the extent that some of the frustration is dictating that they speak, that sort of thing.
Well,
what's your take on it?
My take on my, I'll speak to the second part first. There was a finite amount of time for this thing to come off. There were a number of people attempting to give testimony. There were a number of people attempting to speak to what was going on. And it was a good thing that the floor was opened. And Conyers was very, you know, he was very straightforward about it. They only had the room for a certain amount of time. And if you've ever been, as I have been, into a place where there are a room full of progressives and the progressives are given a microphone, they will speak and speak and speak and speak.
Well,
and
that's,
speak
that's
and speak.
Okay,
and
okay,
speak.
okay. That's true. But the woman that was cut off, Patty, she just called the program. I don't know if you heard it. And
I was sitting 30 inches away from her when she was talking.
Okay, she read her three paragraphs. It took 51 seconds, Will.
Yeah, and apparently there was enormous. The forum was there for people to ask questions. You know, it was like, What question do you have? Like, stand up, for example, the one question that nobody asked, as far as I could hear, is, geez, where are the Kerry people?
Yeah, really.
You know, where are the Kerry campaign people? I was too busy working. Had I been working, that would have been the one question. I would have stood up. Where are the Kerry people? Sat my ass back down again.
Right.
You know, that would have been the beginning and the end of that particular conversation. It was a forum for questions, not for speeches. And I feel bad for the woman, but by the same token, it wasn't the proper forum for that particular. You know, if everybody stood up and gave a long speech or read a long prepared statement, about four people would have gotten to talk.
Oh yeah, and I agree. Don't think for a second I don't agree. I've attended those hearings before, and I know that not as a witness, but just as an observer. And I know things have got to move along. And in reading your piece today, it's apparent that the Republicans did every little crappy-ass thing they could do to throw ball bearings on the floor for everybody, like not allowing them to use the television equipment assigned to that room. What kind of cheesy crap is that?
It's the power of the majority. They can do whatever they want. I'm actually surprised Conyers got. I'm surprised we weren't holding the thing in my damn hotel room.
Yeah, really. Did Democrats do that to Republicans when they were in power for 40 years?
Well, I think for a good period of time during those 40 years, there weren't, you know, sophisticated television equipment inside the rooms. I don't know. I know that Tip O'Neill played hardball with a lot of the. I mean, Tip O'Neill wagged the government for as long as he was up there in the speaker's chair. So,
right.
To a certain extent, it might be a turnabout as fair play kind of thing. But by the same token, we have seen a fairly good amount of these guys doing whatever it could possibly take to. Whatever it could possibly take to stifle conversation, stifle dissent, and get as much in the way as possible. Frist has some sort of situation brewing now where he's putting even more power into the majority and away from the minority. So there's, you know, there are a number of different.
Sure.
I don't know, but
what's going to happen? Conyers had this this rump hearing today, and I have to say that it does take courage. I know. How the rules in the House work, and for Conyers to have done this today really puts him at a disadvantage unless the Democrats can retake control of the House or he retires. But what's the next step, as far as you can see?
Well, those who think that the event did not really come to much. Officially, it didn't come to anything. I mean, the hearing has absolutely no force of law.
Right.
So it absolutely will come to nothing tomorrow in terms of immediate ramifications. That having been said, I saw a number of different things. I saw several people coming forward to talk about the lawsuits they're getting ready to pursue. Mr. Bonifaz is a firecracker. As I wrote in my blog today, if I was Ken Blackwell and I saw Bonifaz coming, I'd run like hell.
Yeah.
There were a number of other people in the room preparing to pursue similar lawsuits. There are people in the room who are going to be witnesses in those lawsuits, so there's that. Mm-hmm. There is the fact that Conyers is talking about having hearings down in Ohio, where on a more local jurisdiction, so
right.
There's that. There is, pardon me, there is the combination of strength between the sort of the way it was described to me and the way it was fairly obvious in the room, the sort of standard white government reform progressive movement and the African American civil rights movement.
Yeah, that was.
That could make some pretty significant hay.
It did in the 60s. Did in the 50s. Maybe can still work. Hey, can you hold on a second?
Sure.
All right, we got to take a break here because I want to talk just a little bit longer, Will.
Okay.
We're talking with Will Pitt from truthout.org. Truthout.org. Stay with us. I'm Mike Mullah. This is Air America.
Quick, what percent of the world's energy is provided by solar and wind? Give up? Less than 0.5%. That's right, less than 0.5%. As Mother Jones reports this month, the total output of all solar panels worldwide is less than that of 2 coal plants. And that's not changing soon. Many alternative energies are still being developed and others are still more expensive than oil and coal. Solar works only when the sun shines and wind farms take up large amounts of land. Hydrogen fuel cells can still cost 10 times as much as gas engines. This is bad news for a country that gobbles oil like Arnold Schwarzenegger's Hummer. But America can make the switch. Congress should spend 5 to 10 times as much on alternative energy research. On top of that, we need to fix the market by rewarding companies that produce less pollution. We need to pump up alternative energy so we have fuel when the gas pump runs dry. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it could make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment by up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-493-4580 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage, you can't afford not to call. You could see a dramatic drop in your payment, even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-493-4580 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment by up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts now. 800-493-4580. That's 800-493-4580.
Dear Mr. President, because the state of our feelings can narrow the range of our insights, deceptions are easily hidden in presumptions of innocence. And because every brick in hell is molded by habits and perspectives, war is always compelled by limits and understanding. Therefore, for dignity, please remember, any spiritual precept thought to be above criticism is too vainly filled with pride to leave room for divine humanity or moral governance. For contemplative education at Motto Citizens, behind the book and the oracle for the way to see whole, my name is Gola Wolf Richards. And for victory over blood spilled by confusion, I believe that nothing beats a failure but a try. Therefore, I wrote and recorded Silver Lessons for Global Citizenship, among other works that are Speaking for Virtue at MOTTOcitizens.com.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Maturity Report.
We have to learn to speak better, Sam. We got to take diction classes or something. But I want to apologize.
No, it's my...
I just stuttered now like Sam.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
We will try harder, listeners.
I won't.
To not stutter, to not
I won't.
Stumble over our words. So anyway...
Enjoy that aspartame.
I haven't even had any of my soda yet.
There you go.
Shut up.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
It's about 25 before the hour. We're talking with my good friend Will Pitt, editor at truthout.org and co-conspirator where it concerns demonstrations in the street, about the hearing today or the forum today. Now, where were we? I'm sorry.
Well, I was working up my way towards getting back to... I don't mean to get down on the people who... I mean, obviously, there were a lot of people there who had a lot to say, specifically that woman... who you mentioned, who apparently called in. She was there representing a large number of people.
Right.
And there was an enormous amount of frustration and desire to talk there. But I've been on the, you know, I've been a witness to it, but I've also been kind of on the receiving end of it, you know, giving a lecture or giving a talk somewhere. And when five people get up and spend an enormous amount of time talking, it deprives 25 other people from the opportunity to do so.
Yeah, the fact that it was Q&A, had to be enforced.
And Conyers was begging. I mean, he was begging throughout the entire day. He was chiding his congressional members, and he chided Jesse Jackson.
Right.
Everyone in the room who went 10 seconds over time heard from Congressman Conyers, you know, please, let's speed it up. We don't have a lot of time here.
And what a shame that we're in a situation here, Will. When I say we, I mean, the Democrats, progressives, liberals, whatever. We're in a situation where given a chance to say something, the media ignores us. The Republicans ignore us. Every branch of government ignores us. And all of a sudden, here's a little crack in the door, Conyers' hearing. And so I can certainly understand why somebody wants to leap into that little crack in the door and push it open and start talking.
Yeah, I understand it too. But by the same token, sort of understanding the ground you're standing on and the circumstances that you're in. And it just kind of got unfortunate. It was a really good day that sort of spun out of control at the end. But
now you've got posted your take in its entirety at truthout.org, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If people want to go check that out, Will Pitt. By the way, Will, did you ever hear from MATCOM? I sure would like to hear from him. Don't know what the hell happened to our Boston bureau chief.
He's kicking around. He had what could properly be described as a crisis of faith after the election.
Yeah.
kind of went dark and deep and played with his dog and tended his garden and just sort of. Decided to spend some time getting himself together and deciding what he was going to do. And, you know, about a week and a half ago, he got his helmet back on.
Yeah, well, keep him away from those tanks he used to drive when he was in the Army, okay?
Well, tell me about it.
Yeah.
You're safe and sound where you are. He's in my neighborhood.
That's right. Well,
turn down and I'll find him going down the street in a Bradley fighting vehicle.
When you see him, please tell him I asked about him and we miss him on the program.
I'm most assured. I guarantee you all the folks at DemocraticUnderground.com right now are listening, and I'm sure that he'll get 2 or 3 or 4 or 40 PMs telling him to give you a call next chance he gets.
There you go. Will, thanks for checking in, pal.
I appreciate it. Hey, thanks a lot for the heads up.
To call keep, in. Keep fighting the fight, okay?
I intend to.
I know that. All right, take care, Will.
Talk to you later.
All righty. We spent, Kathy and I and Will and Matt Com and Ben Birch and Ben's wife, I'm drawing a blank. So many people, Democratic Underground people, spent a weekend together in New York or in Washington, the very first anti-war march, national anti-war march. Oh my God, what was it, 2 years ago? It just seems like 2.5, 3 years. I don't know. Everything just runs together. Just runs together. Oh well. All right, now I want to move on. Time doesn't permit us to replay the entire town hall Q&A session that Rumsfeld held with servicemen and women in Kuwait today, but I wanted you to hear some of the questions so you get a better flavor of what our fighting men and women are concerned about. And then we only have two actualities that we're going to play for you. But here's some of the questions in my voice, but they were questions taken from the transcript. A soldier stands up and says, "My question is, with numerous troops deploying and numerous troops preparing to deploy, what is your plan to maintain a balance between units deploying overseas and units back at home to maintain an adequate fighting force in case of possible terror attacks?" Another question. "Mr. Secretary, I was wanting to know why the regular Army would not allow me to enlist or be deployed as a single parent in the regular Army, but I can enlist in the National Guard and be deployed." You understand what that question's about, right? Next. "Sir, what is the Department of Defense, more specifically the Army side of the house, going to address shortages and antiquated equipment that National Guard soldiers are going to roll into Iraq with?" Shortages and antiquated equipment. Now, these questions are directed at this demon who represents the Bush crime family. The demon who cares not a whit about American soldiers. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. They're fodder. Cannon fodder defined. But the Republicans are the one who always talk about, well, you know, we believe in a strong military. What the hell is a strong military? Is it throwing billions and billions of dollars to defense contractors to produce something like SDI? Yeah, that's probably what it is. But the soldier on the ground, begging for support, begging for armor, begging for weaponry. And again, don't confuse the soldier with the Pentagon. We're not talking about the justness of this war. There is no justification for this war, none. But we have people over there who did not sign up to go fight a war. They signed up in National Guard or Reserve to act as a backup, a bulwark, a support system for our military. And then this freak in the White House pulled a Louie on them and sent them all off to kill and die. So there they are. They got to fight. They got to protect themselves. They got to kill. They got to do what you do when you're in the military. So they're asking questions. Next one. "Sir, I'm the Inspector General for the 116th Brigade Combat Team. We're helping, or trying to help, about 150 soldiers get their contingency travel pay. We've gone through the chain of command. We've tried IG channels. These soldiers have gone, some since July, without getting travel pay. Thousands of dollars. They're having creditors call them at home, call their spouses at home, threatening collection action. We have a big problem, sir. Can you help us to understand that problem, Mr. Secretary? Or even better, can you point us to a resource that will help us get these soldiers paid?" Unbelievable. Here's another. "Mr. Secretary, my question is, with the current mission of the National Guard and Reserves being the same as our active duty counterparts, when are more of our benefits here in the Guard going to line up to the same as theirs? For example, retirement." You know what that soldier's saying? "Since I'm going to be shot at, since I have to kill or be killed, can I get paid? Can I get equal pay for equal risk?" Now, I want to play this for you. This is that long question and then answer from one of the troops to Rumsfeld. I want you to hear this thing in its entirety. It only runs under 2 minutes, so I want you to check this out.
Yes, Mr. Secretary. My question is more logistical. We've had troops in Iraq for coming up on 3 years, and we've always staged here out of Kuwait. Now, why do we soldiers have to dig through local landfills for pieces of scrap metal and compromised ballistic glass to up-armor our vehicles, and why don't we have those resources readily available to us?
Those are soldiers applauding the question.
I missed the first part of your question, and could you repeat it for me?
You thug.
Yes, Mr. Secretary. Our soldiers have been fighting in Iraq for coming up on 3 years. A lot of us are getting ready to move north relatively soon. Our vehicles are not armored. We're digging pieces of rusted scrap metal and compromised ballistic glass that's already been shot up, dropped, busted, picking the best out of this scrap to put onto our vehicles to take into combat. We do not have proper armament vehicles to carry with us north.
I talked to the general coming out here about the pace at which the vehicles are being armored. They have been brought from all over the world, wherever they're not needed, to a place here where they are needed. I'm told that they're being... the Army is... I think it's something like 400 a month are being done. And it's essentially a matter of physics. It isn't a matter of money. It isn't a matter on the part of the Army of desire. It's a matter of production and capability of doing it. As you know, you go to war with the army you have, and not the army you might want or wish to have at a later time.
What a filthy, arrogant, murderous statement. As you know, you go to war with the army you have. It's a matter of physics, he says. It isn't a matter of money. It isn't a matter on the part of the army or desire. It's a matter of production and capability. That's not what the soldier asked, Rumsfeld. You coward, you killer. What the soldier asked was, why don't we have resources available to us so when we go into combat, we at least have a chance? That's what the soldier asked, Mr. Rumsfeld, you lying thug.
I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Sorry, U.S. Marine, I looked at you. I swam in your pools, lay under your palm trees. I looked in the eyes of the Indian. You lay off the letter of Indian respect. I threw a range fighter over the hill. I saw the frontline boys popping their pills. They find on their desert state and the bravery of being out of range. Yeah, the person is great. Oh man, what the hell are you gonna kill next? All the time.
America is a country of entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner, you're helping shoulder the lion's share of the U.S. economy. You can lighten that load a little at Sam's Club. When you shop at Sam's Club, you get everyday low costs on products you need every day. After all, while you may be carrying around the weight of the American economy, you shouldn't have to do all the heavy lifting by yourself. Join the club. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
Good game, Mike.
Thanks. Hey, by the way, how was the doctor the other day?
Good, but my cholesterol's 200. It's a little high.
Yeah, I'm around 760.
760? You're kidding me!
Pretty impressive, huh?
No, not impressive. Not impressive at all. What are you, on some sort of butter diet?
Yeah, you know, I figured at 760, getting a loan on the new car should be no problem.
Loan? What are you talking about, man? You're not going to live long enough to pay back a loan.
There's physical health, and then there's financial health. With Score Power from Equifax, you'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score, all for just $14.95. It's the first step toward healthy credit, and a score of 760 is pretty healthy. So check out Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Yeah, I figure I can get up to around 790 by the end of the year, you know, if I'm lucky.
Look, a little advice.
Yeah?
Eat a vegetable, a smoothie, something, man.
Get the power. Score power at Equifax.com.
Larry King here with a timely message. These days, keeping my immune system strong is more important than ever. That's why I believe in getting more from my vitamin C, the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So do what I do and help your immune system face the challenge. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
Look for Ester C at Vitamin World and health food stores everywhere.
By now you've heard that Canadian prescription drug prices are up to 85% less expensive than they are in the U.S. Marge Burns heard and ordered her Zocor and saved $60 on a 90-day supply. William Penske heard and saved $35 on his Fosmax. If you are buying any prescription medication, it's time to call Advocare at 1-888-471-4721. AARP Magazine ranked Advocare one of the top pharmacies in Canada, and the state government of Illinois has concluded that Advocare's procedures are exceeding the U.S. government's requirements, thereby allowing them to purchase prescription drugs for state workers at much lower prices. You can save, too, by calling Advocare at 1-888-471-4721 or visit their website at pharmacyonthenet.com. Your medications are guaranteed to be delivered right to your door, and you save up to 85%. Don't pay higher prices just because you live in the U.S. Call 1-888-471-4721 or log on to pharmacyonthenet.com.
A vexing issue facing today's traveler is how to start writing the postcard home. Why choose the predictable, having a great time, or the weather is wonderful? At Celebrity Cruises, we suggest, last night I experienced a new dimension of Cirque du Soleil at the bar at the edge of the earth. Join us as we sail the Caribbean with Cirque du Soleil, or with Bon Appetit and 16 of the finest chefs on land on Savor the Caribbean. Then you too can write. Today, I learned to prepare conch fritters with mango chutney from a master chef. Or my four-star culinary mentor says, hi.
Have you been treated famously in the Caribbean? Join Cirque du Soleil and Celebrity Cruises on Constellation. Or Savor the Caribbean on Millennium out of Fort Lauderdale. Prices start from $750. Book your Celebrity Cruise with Liberty Travel at 1-877-LIBERTY. Prices are per person double occupancy cruise only. Limited availability and available only on select sailings. Governmental taxes and fees are extra. Certain restrictions apply. Ships registry, the Bahamas.
Finally, there's a dental plan that really takes the bite out of high dental fees. And it's available from the country's oldest and largest cooperative dental plan, Northeast Dental Plan of America. You can immediately save as much as 50% and more on costly dental fees by becoming a member. 4,000 dentists in the Tri-State area participate. Chances are there's one near you. Call 1-800-816-8866 for your free information kit. One very low annual fee entitles you to huge savings on any procedure, including braces, bonding, bleaching, and other specialty work. There's even a free initial examination. There is no deductible, no pre-existing conditions, no claim forms to fill out, and no insurance company hassles. The free kit includes the names and locations of every participating dentist and the exact fees charged. Available to singles, couples, families, seniors, and groups. Call 1-800-816-8866 for your free kit. That's 1-800-816-8866.
It's about 9 before the hour. All right, one more soundbite here. This is from Rumsfeld, this murderous coward who sends people into battle without armament, without armor, without protection, without the tools they need to do the job that the Bush crime family is insisting that they do. And, you know, short of open rebellion, mutiny, in the military, folks who join the military are going to stay within that chain of command and do what they're told to do, even if it means that they risk their lives. It is combat, but why should these soldiers be risking their lives to the degree that they don't have to? You understand what I'm saying? And the fact that this Bush crime family has committed our people to two wars and then does not provide them with anything but excuses where it concerns their families back home being harassed by these blood-sucking bill collectors, the Defense Department not paying their travel pay. When you're in the military, every single dime that you have coming to you, whether it's hazard duty pay or travel pay or vacation, whatever the hell it is, you need every dime of it. Every single cent has got to go back home. Rumsfeld, what the hell does he care about that? Bush, he doesn't even know how the system works. Cheney, he had better things to do, according to him, than serve in the military. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? It's disgusting. We commit troops in a situation that never should have sent American troops into combat. Never. And here we are. And then these pigs won't make sure that our soldiers and Marines are properly or adequately armored, properly or adequately provided with the tools of their trade. And yeah, the trade is death and destruction. And the trade is also protecting your ass until you can get out of there. But what does Rumsfeld care? He doesn't care. He doesn't give a damn. One more question from today's town hall with this thug, this time about stop loss, which, as we all know now, is just another form of the draft. The soldier says, "Yes, sir, my husband and myself, we both joined the volunteer army. Currently, I'm serving under the stop loss program. I'd like to know how much longer do you foresee the military using this program?" Now, you understand what this female soldier is asking, don't you? She's breaking up in pieces. "I'd like to know how much longer, Mr. Secretary, do you foresee the military using this program?"
Stop loss has been used by the military for years and years and years. It's all well understood when someone volunteers to join the service.
You bet.
It is something that you prefer not to have to use, obviously, in a perfect world. But if you think about it, the whole principle of stop loss is based on unit cohesion. The principle is that in the event that there's a something that requires a unit to be involved, and people are in a personal situation where their time was ending, they put a stop loss on it so that the cohesion can be maintained. It's basically a sound principle. It's nothing new.
And that's not the answer to the question, is it? You got a female soldier there. Both she and her husband, Mr. Secretary, are in the Army. They joined a volunteer Army. Not a conscripted Army. Not an Army where they're now being held against their will. "I'm serving under the Stop Loss Program," she says. "I'd like to know how much longer." And then this useless weasel, this guy who avoided service himself, "Oh, sure. He was in the service and then hid, had a desk job. No, let somebody else go kill and die." It's kind of like Pat Robertson, that whole gang of cowards. But he doesn't care. He won't answer the question for the soldier. In the first place, he probably looks at this woman and thinks, something nasty about her because she's female. No answer. It's basically a sound principle, getting you to join the volunteer army and then holding you against your will until you do more killing for us or you're killed. Yeah, it's a sound principle. It's nothing new. And kind of the smarmy state of the beginning, where he says, "Stop loss has been used by the military for years. It's all well understood when someone volunteers to join the service. So sit down and shut up, girl. You knew when you signed up, didn't you, sweetie?" That seems to be what Rumsfeld is saying. Of all the people that have resigned from this filthy Bush crime family, this guy is going to stick around, right? Well, I can tell by some of the questions that were asked that the military, or at least a good representative chunk of it, is just about sick and tired of how the Bush crime family treats them and their families and their children and their objectives and how they are equipped. Man. Rumsfeld stands there and talks to these people as if he knows. He gives them these half-witted, and apparently he thinks they're cute answers, these half-witted answers. Well, in a perfect world, yeah, you'd have guns and bullets and armor and protection, but we live in a perfect world. This is Bush world, soldier, so sit down and shut up. Commander, give me that soldier's name. All right. When we come back, your phone calls, and I've got a few more things here, but I'd like to hear what you've got to say. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. Just bring it on. I'm Mike Molloy. This is Air America.
Great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The U.S. Senate followed the House in passing a sweeping intelligence reform bill. As was the case in the House, the bill passed overwhelmingly by a vote of 89-2 with West Virginia Democrat Robert Byrd and Oklahoma Republican James Inhofe dissenting. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist called it an important tool in the global terror war. He said more work needs to be done, but the measure is, quote, a major leap forward. The bill now heads to President Bush's desk for his expected signature. Despite a U.S. assault on Samarra months ago, insurgents have launched a series of attacks in that city north of Baghdad. In Ramadi, insurgents continue to fight U.S. Marines. This comes as the Iraqi Electoral Commission says it might consider spreading out the January election over several days. Laura Iyama has more.
In Samarra, gunmen targeted a police station, killing one policeman and a child. At a nearby U.S. military base, a suicide bomber blew up his car near U.S. Bradley fighting vehicles. One Iraqi civilian was injured. In Ramadi, a suicide bomber tried to hit a U.S. military checkpoint. Gunfire broke out. Two Iraqis were killed. Many fear the continuing violence will discourage voters on January 30th. Iraq's interim prime minister has suggested Iraq's voting could take place over 2 to 3 weeks. Iraqi election officials now say if they receive a formal request, then they will weigh the proposal. Laura Iyama.
U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld listened to complaints from U.S. troops who say they don't have enough armor to protect their vehicles in Iraq. Rumsfeld held a question and answer session after speaking to soldiers in Kuwait on Wednesday. While he said the goal is to get as many armored vehicles as possible, Rumsfeld said, quote, you go to war with the army you have, not the army you might want or wish to have at a later time. Pentagon spokesman Larry DeRita says 3 out of 4 Humvees are armored, and none heads into a hostile area without being armored.
Vehicles that are driven by soldiers are armored. If they are not armored, they are not driven. They're convoyed in on other vehicles, and they're used in base operations, base camp operations inside of Iraq. They do not leave the base camp.
U.S. military vehicles are attacked with roadside bombs in Iraq on a nearly daily basis, killing hundreds of soldiers and injuring many more. Derita says they are producing new armored vehicles constantly, and they will continue to try and respond to the needs of commanders in the field with additional resources. A new study says laptop computers should be taken off the laps of young men and teenagers because they could damage fertility. A urology professor at the State University of New York at Stony Brook says the laptops can affect the quality and quantity of a man's sperm. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
This is your 30-second Vanguard Insight on expense ratios. When comparing mutual fund expense ratios, the smaller the number, the more money you keep. Ratios that start with whole numbers? Not good. If you see a decimal point first and then the numbers? Better. Expense ratio too high? Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at Vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Would you like to lose those extra pounds? CarboBlocker is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you results. We're so confident that CarboBlocker works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of CarboBlocker and fit back into your favorite jeans again. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology with the Phantom. With 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed, or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Hi, it's Al Franken. On the next Al Franken Show, it's the Battle of the Newsweeklies. Howard Fineman from Newsweek faces off against his arch rival, John Dickerson from Time. The topic, how to drive George Bush crazy by asking annoying questions reporter style. You'll learn the tricks of the trade from two masters, only one of whom can be king of the Newsweeklies. Join us for the all-hair-pulling, folding-chair-smashing fun on the next Al Franken Show.
Welcome back, 6 and a half past the hour. This is the Air America Radio Network, by the way. My name is Mike Malloy. All right, let's do some calls here. Curtis is calling from Brooklyn, New York. Curtis, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Pretty good, thank you.
Well, here you are. What you got on your mind?
Well, I think that you should appoint a military advisor because there's a lot more to being in the armed forces than what you think. I'm a Desert Storm veteran, and I was stationed at Camp Pendleton in the late 1980s, and we were warned that if a war broke out, our enlistments could be continued indefinitely. Back in World War II, when people signed up, it was for the duration of the war plus 6 months.
Were you regular Army or Reserve?
I was in the Navy.
All right, you were.
I was
not,
a hospital corpsman.
Not Reserve.
Nope.
Okay, these people are mostly National Guard and Reserve.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think it's fair to...
Nobody said that the armed forces were fair.
Okay, come on. Hey, yo, Curtis. Yo, Curtis. All right,
wrong.
Goodbye. That's it. Adios. Thanks, Curtis. Appreciate your call. We're not talking, I hate that. We're not talking about the armed forces being fair. We're not talking about life being fair. We're not talking about your mama being fair. We're not talking about your grandpappy being fair. Don't play word games with me. I don't care where you served or what you did. It is not fair for an Army recruiter to tell somebody, a married couple that is joining the Army Reserve or the National Guard, it is not fair to not fully and explicitly say to these people, look, you are risking exactly the same as regular Army or Navy or Marine Corps, only you're not going to be paid as much, you're not going to get the same benefits, we're going to treat you like cannon fodder because we can. So don't argue points with me, Curtis, about the proper use of the English language, because you will lose, pal. Richard is calling from Queens. Richard, welcome to the program.
Doing my great show.
Yeah, thank you.
Just two things, but let me just touch on the previous caller. You know, in Vietnam, and I'm a Vietnam vet, I've served in the Air Force, you only serve one tour of duty in the war zone, and if you volunteered to go back, that's another thing.
Right.
You just served one tour of duty, and the Army is not fair. I mean, there's, I got a nephew, he's been in 18 years, Desert Storm, Kosovo, Bosnia, and he's been to Iraq. He called me up crying a couple of months ago because his unit was over there over a year. They extended them, and they came back, and now they're sending them back over there. He told me if he didn't have 18 years in, he would get out. He said because what they're doing is not fair. And all these patriarchs, this harassing, can you imagine guys serving over there 14 months extended, then they come back in, and then they send them back, and then they get killed. I mean, this is monotonous. And two, when that sleazeball, that snake of a vice president we had, was over in Afghanistan, when the troops were going in the mess hall or somewhere where he was, you know, they were searching the troops to see if they were armed. I don't know if I saw that on television. They showed it once. I think they might have made a mistake or whatever, but they showed the troops being searched before they could go into where the vice president is. And three, I think the people that are listening that have relatives or cousins or husbands or wives over there in the Middle East, they need to take your show, Randy's, and the shows on Air America, and send them over there. Being that they're not airing them, then they can take the shows and send them over there and let them know that we here in America, we're behind them, but we want them to get out of there. We want them to bring our boys, our young men and women home. And then if the Republicans are so up about the war, let them send their kids over here and bring all the Democrats home.
I hear that, Richard. All right, Richard, thank you. I appreciate you checking in, pal.
Good show.
All right, sir. You have a nice evening. You know, people in any combat zone, anywhere on the planet, or not, can access this program. Or any program on Air America, obviously, by going online, if you have the use of a computer. But as far as this network ever placing a program on Armed Forces Radio, with a possible exception maybe of Al Franken's program, the answer to that is a resounding no. The Pig Man, Rush Limbaugh, of course, his program, at least an hour of it, is broadcast through Armed Forces Radio every single day. But as far as these Republican pigs that control everything now, do you think they want balance? Do you think they want the U.S. military exposed to, say, Al Franken or Randy Rhodes? I don't think so. It's okay to expose them to the pig man, to Limbaugh, because he'll inspire them to go ahead and die to make life easier for a useless lump of flesh like him, so he can sit back here and get another divorce and become a drug addict and scream about the unfairness of the justice system in Florida. Meantime, young men and young women who go to these into these wars that Bush is starting and initiating and maintaining, and you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. The pig man is welcome on Armed Forces Radio. Al Franken never would be, nor would Randy Rhodes. The reason I'm leaving myself out of this is because, are you kidding? You know, seriously, are you kidding? This program? You know, Randy might have a chance. Al might have a chance. And yes, I know Al's going to tour the USO like he's done before. So that's why I suggested him, is that you know, if ever there was to be a balance to the pig man, it would be Franken. But I don't think it's going to happen. Douglas is calling from New York. Douglas, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey.
I just wanted to make a small technical observation about Rumsfeld's
sure.
answers to the questions from the servicemen, especially the one regarding the armor-protected vehicles.
Right.
Technically speaking, he has no excuse whatsoever since this was a war of choice. They should have been completely prepared. They had all the time in the world.
Absolutely.
To prepare. So why, you know, I wish more people would address the fact that this was
it's an excellent point. And the thing I don't understand is why the perception, anyway, is that the military supports Republicans. Republicans don't care about soldiers, Marines, airmen. They don't give a tinker's damn. And I don't understand why the popular perception is, and maybe the reality is, that military families and members of active duty units support Republicans. This group of Republicans they unzip their flies and urinate all over our troops. They don't give a damn. They don't care. They don't care. And when these soldiers ask questions and you get these snotty answers out of Rumsfeld, it's just astonishing that you know, there wasn't a mutiny in that hall and they just rise up and burn him at the stake. You know, I'm surprised that didn't happen.
I would support that. it's also, to me, Bush is so tough because, I think people in power who abuse power, which is typical of people like Bush, are tough because they have all they have to do is press a button or issue an order.
Sure.
And people go and die for them.
That's right. That's right.
Otherwise, I don't think cowards like that can stand up to very much.
Yeah, I hear that. Hey, Douglas, thanks for checking in.
You're very welcome.
All right, sir.
You.
Appreciate your call.
Okay.
You know, that's one of the reasons I made a statement, and you know, some people disagreed, and that's cool. But I don't know. I don't know if it was on this network or IE America, but as long as we're going to use war as a further means of diplomacy, as long as we're going to continue to put our people at risk and put civilian populations at risk, which is what happens in war now. It's what happened at war for the past 70 years. Civilian populations, armies don't meet on battlefields anymore. What a quaint idea, huh? Going back about 70, maybe 80 years, what armies do now, all right, 90. Jeez, has it been? The 20th century was just a bitch, wasn't it, huh? God. Anyway, what armies do now is try to demoralize the opposing force, and that means kill as many of the folks back home as you possibly can, right? Had the Japanese or the Germans been able to reach the United States, they would have firebombed Chicago. They would have nuked L.A., just like we firebombed Dresden and firebombed Tokyo and nuked Hiroshima and Nagasaki. That's just the way the game is played now. Death, mass destruction. Kill them all. Kill everybody. Kill them all. But as long as we still operate out of that part of our reptilian evolutionary past, then what I said was, I don't think anybody should be president of the United States unless that person has served in a hot combat zone where he or she has given fire, and taken fire, because those people understand viscerally and right to the damn point what war is about. Some punk like George Bush or Dick Cheney, they wouldn't know war if it came up and bit them on the ass.
Now for a Mother Jones pop quiz. Are these statements true or false? George W. Bush has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. 60% of U.S. companies pay no income tax. The Pentagon has lost some nukes. 42 million tons more pollutants can be released under Bush's Clean Skies plan. Ready for the answers? All true. Learn this and more when you subscribe to Mother Jones at ReadMojo.com. You can sign up for just $10 a year. So subscribe now at ReadMojo.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again. So don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay, bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't believe George W. Bush would be
talking
about
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage.
A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Two past the hour. Quick email here from Darren in North Carolina. Subject line, stop loss is a draft. Mike, my dad was in the National Guard for over 20 years. He was actually forced out because of a disability in the 90s when he was a first sergeant. My uncle was in the Guard for 20 years, and when the war first started, he was less than 2 months from retirement. This man, who was a Marine Vietnam vet and one of the most honorable men I've ever known, actually thought about refusing to report when his unit was called up. The man had 2 kids and 4 grandchildren, was given a reprieve because of his age and impending retirement. Had things been the way they are now, this man would have fallen under the stop-loss program and possibly be in Iraq right now. Stop-loss is a draft, no matter how much you try to package it, and it can put people who are inadequately trained, through no fault of their own, in harm's way. If we want to stop loss, let's stop sending people to this war, and especially those who have already served their military commitment. Yeah. Agree with that. And one more here from Jeff. He's referring to Specialist Thomas Wilson, one of the people who asked the questions of Rumsfeld. And Jeff writes, any bets on whether Specialist Thomas Wilson meets with a tragic fate in Iraq for his daring to question Rumsfeld in public? I see this opening, this open questioning of the fool as a very positive sign for the future. You know as well as I do that the moment the masses lay down their weapons and walk away from this illegal war, the entire cabal will come crashing down. Investigations will lead to impeachments and removal from office, but none of it will happen while Republicans hold power, unless there is a mass mutiny in Iraq. How long will these soldiers stand for the incompetent misguidance of these foolish, dangerous neocons? I have to say that I was so livid at one of my senators, the Honorable Senator Norm Coleman, over his idiotic grandstanding about Kofi Annan that I finally went to his website to pen him a little love note. 6 pages into it, I suddenly realized that I might just be considered a national security risk if I sent it. Not because I'd made any stupid threats or said anything that could be considered dangerous, but because I held little back in venting my anger to him over his president, his party, and his support for this illegal venture in Iraq, not to mention his idiotic comments about Annan. I saved it to my desktop so I could read it tomorrow morning after I've had a chance to cool down a bit. I may send it after I read it, but I will likely tone it down a bit. I can get over a rant and roll at times, much like someone else we both know. There is simply no way that people as vile and corrupt as these Republicans can stand much longer, God willing. Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Where are we here, Kathy? Joe is calling from Manchester, New Hampshire. Hey, Joe, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, Joe.
How's it going?
Going fine, sir. How
God
are you?
God bless you guys, man.
Well, back at you.
I'll tell you, you know, it's starting to feel kind of lonely, and then when I found Air America about 6 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And it was a godsend.
Well, that's very good to hear. You know, we certainly do have an agenda on this network, and that agenda is
But you
truth.
Guys are honest about
just,
it.
Just truth. That's all. I mean, that's the agenda, Air America. Just tell the truth.
Anyway, the reason I was calling is that my dad was 82nd Airborne, and I actually was gung-ho to actually join the military. They had come over to the high school, and they had the, you know, the physical fitness, Marine Corps physical fitness test, and all our macho crap that, you know,
right.
kind of throw on you. And my dad was smart enough. My dad is actually part of the 82nd Airborne that was part of the occupation troops in Japan. And he, his platoon had been given mystery shots before they had been launched out. And more than half of them came down with something they called hepatitis. But anyway, to make a long story short, it wasn't. And he always had, you know, he had a lot of respect for anybody who was in the military, but didn't have a lot of respect for the brass.
I hear that, yeah.
So, you know, I've always had, you know, a great love, you know, especially having my dad that was in the military, of guys who had served.
Sure.
And I heard some really great stories, and I guess the reason I gave a shout-out, I don't usually call radio programs at all, but is that dissent isn't unusual, and the military likes to keep a cap on it, but, you know, one of the interesting stories I heard about World War II was that the 101st was promised that they were going to be coming home after the European campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And what had happened was when they redirected the boat to Japan, towards Japan, this was like right before they were planning the invasion of Japan, before they had dropped the bombs and
right.
they surrendered, they got pissed. And they organized on one of these boats, and a bunch of them threw their equipment overboard.
Wow.
And the military basically just quietly just turned the boat around.
Yeah,
Truman
yeah.
Truman didn't say anything. He just kind of just... swept it under the rug. And
well, yeah. I think one of the never talked about secrets of what happened in Vietnam, especially towards the end, was the fact that a huge percentage of U.S. soldiers simply refused to fight. They wouldn't call it a mutiny, but guys were just saying to hell with this. Because who was it? Was it John Kerry that said in the testimony years and years ago, back in 72, who wants to be the last man to die for a mistake, right?
Yeah, and, you know, additionally, my dad...
Hey, hold on a second. I'll tell you what. I know you've been holding for a while. Let me put you on hold, Joe. I'll come back to you in a second. We got to take a break here. Quick break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
I'm the pain, so I don't want... to be a soldier, I don't want to kill and maim another mother's son or daughter. George Bush's war is a dirty game.
America is a country of entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner, you're helping shoulder the lion's share of the U.S. economy. You can lighten that load a little at Sam's Club. When you shop at Sam's Club, you get everyday low costs on products you need every day. After all, while you may be carrying around the weight of the American economy, you shouldn't have to do all the heavy lifting by yourself. Join the club. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
If you have tax debt, you need to know that IRS has beefed up collection to record levels. But also know this, your problems can be solved and your debt can be settled. And there's no person in this country better equipped to help you than Dan Pilla.
Hi, this is Dan Pilla. If you have a tax debt, you need to know that in the last year, tax liens have increased by 148%, bank and wage levies are up a whopping 306%, and property seizures increased an incredible 316%. Now is the time to get your tax problem solved, and my Tax Freedom Institute can help. I can show you how to stop collection action and get this problem behind you once and for all. Call for your free consultation. And if you have a state tax debt, I can help there too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX and make sure you look for my brand new book, The IRS Problem Solver, available in bookstores everywhere.
If you have an IRS debt, now is definitely the time to act. Dan Pilla has helped tens of thousands of people and he can help you. Call today, 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero. Make a turn for the better.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we got answers.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in windows.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
Does anyone notice that Bush doesn't refer to Alawi as an interim prime minister anymore?
Call and let it rip.
You know, I have yet to hear from anybody on the right explain how he could just forget, I guess, to even mention Abu Ghraib in front of an international body.
866-303-AAR0.
The Bush administration started the whole hateful rhetoric of freedom fries and old Europe, and you can't take those words back.
Six before the hour, we're talking with Joe in Manchester. I think we were talking about how the end of the Vietnam War, troops were refusing to fight, and that was one of the one of the secrets of the end of that war. A lot of right wingers want to blame it on the media. They want to say, well, you know, showing all those dead people, well, what the hell you expect? Or blame it on the hippies or whatever. But the fact was, people in uniform were starting to say, hell no, I'm not going to be the last one to die for a mistake.
Yeah, that was my dad had actually been called up for the Korean War after he had gotten out, and they had all been sent down to Georgia. And they got there, and when they got there, the airborne, all these guys who had actually basically had fought through some pretty serious battles and stuff, they got down there, and they were pissed. I mean, they just started their lives. They had just gotten, you know, married and started having kids, and
right.
And here they were sucking them back without a draft.
Right.
And I guess my main point on this whole thing is that, you know, it's one thing I honor about Israel, which is the fact that they actually, everybody has to serve. And I think that's what it may take in order for us to not be put in a position where we're going to, you know, where the politicians or anybody are going to be sending troops over when they know damn well it might be one of their kids going over there or somebody in powerful position, be it a CEO of a company or whatever, that, you know, that they have something at stake. Because right now it's still status quo. We still haven't come very far from Vietnam, where George Bush got sent to the champagne service. You know, there's not a whole lot of people who, you know, daddy knows somebody who are working who had to join the military now.
That's right. That's right. So you're absolutely right. Hey, listen, thanks for sharing
no
the stories, Joe. I appreciate you checking in.
Thanks.
Hope you call again sometime. Yes, sir. All right. Take care. Joe's point is one that we've touched on this program, as you know. The Bush crime family, they want bodies. They want soldiers. They want Marines. They want people who are willing to die for Bush's brand of imperialism. They want people who are willing to kill for Bush's brand of imperialism. And But they also understand something else. That a draft in this country, you know, interrupting people's lives, I think a lot of people have graduated beyond the idea of armed conflict. Especially, this is just off the top of my head. Pick people in the age group of 40 and up. You know, these are people who have children of draftable age, if there were such a draft. These are people who have seen, if not the horrors of World War II, at least they had somebody in their family, an uncle or an aunt or a grandparent, who told them about it, and maybe a little bit about Korea. But they also have first-hand experience about Vietnam and several other conflicts since then that American troops have been involved in. So I think the Bush crime family understands that if they had a universal draft, that the American people would say no. Because in the first place, a universal draft would not be universal. There would be deferments, there would be ways to weasel out of it, to get out of it, to go hide, to do what Clinton did or do what Bush did or do what so many people did, in order to say, for whatever reason, no, I'm not going. You know, I'm just not going. Whether it's a matter of conscience or fear or just not wanting to participate and use your life that way. You know, whatever the reason. I don't necessarily question anybody's reason for not wanting to go, even a coward like Bush. The only reason I question Bush is because he is a killer. He's a giggling murderer, and he's willing to commit other people to do things, force other people to do things he wouldn't do. That's the hypocrisy. But as the Bush crime family understands this, they know that if they try to institute universal military service again, that's it. Because people in this country will not stand for it. So in the meantime, what do we have here? We have people who joined the reserves. We had people who joined the National Guard, never thinking that they would be sent into an active hot combat zone to fight for something like a lie, deception. Bush's ambitions, Bush's immaturity, or the psychopathic nonsense that comes roiling out of Rumsfeld's mouth. People who are serving it, or who signed up for the National Guard and Reserve, whatever the reasons were, they were not dishonorable. Maybe they needed the extra paycheck. Maybe they were willing to work on floods and hurricanes and natural disasters in the United States. Maybe they were trying to fulfill some remnant of a military service in their families, going all the way back to wherever you want to go back to. Maybe the Civil War, maybe the Revolutionary War, maybe World War I, World War II, whatever. But these pigs in the Bush administration have no respect for human life to begin with, much less the military. The evidence is there day after day after day. The way the military, the way the soldiers, the veterans are just kicked in the teeth before they even get off the boat, whether they're getting off the airplane, whether they're getting off with all their limbs or one or two missing or in a coffin. There's no respect for these folks. No respect. None. Nothing. And for some degenerate like Rumsfeld to be the Secretary of Defense, it's just it's unbelievable. Now, I'm not suggesting requirements that, people who want to run for president have to have served in combat. No, not at all. But as long as that is what we decide we are going to do to settle disagreements, or even worse than that, this is like going back to, the 3rd century B.C. This is the Greeks, the Romans, what are we doing? What are we doing in Iraq? I just wish one right-wing lurker, just one of these Republicans that hover and snort and sniff around this program. I've asked you before, call in and tell me, just give me one valid reason why we're in Iraq. Just one. Of course, none of you can or will do it, and I don't blame you, because I'd bite your head off. Not really, I'd like to hear it. Universal conscription or military service is not going to happen, not with this administration. They will try to use and misuse veterans, people who have already been in, people who are serving out the last couple of years of inactive reserve or individual ready reserve or whatever it is. These are, or this degenerate stop loss crap. And we don't have enough people in Iraq. We have lost the hearts and minds of people already. When you have pictures like Abu Ghraib, when you have pictures like, whether justifiable or not, a fully armed combat soldier pumping bullets into a wounded Iraqi inside a mosque, that's it! That's it! The game is over! It's finished! And anybody who understands any of this would understand that. It's not a question of when we leave Iraq, it's how do we leave. How many dead Americans do we take with us? Oh, I know, they're building 14 military bases. Do you know how long we're going to be in Iraq? Do you want to know, Truth Seeker? We're going to be in Iraq until your grandchildren are old. That's how long we're going to be in Iraq. Do you know how many Americans are going to kill and are going to die, and the bombs that are going to go off and the acts of terror? It's never going to stop. We have lost that war. It's over. The killing will continue, but we have lost it. We've lost it completely because we were not justified in starting it, because it was not a just war. It was not righteous, if there is such a thing. The motivation for going into Iraq was sick and perverted and poisonous, and it came out of the brains of these worms and weasels and vermin that operate out of the Project for the New American Century, PNAC, and filtered right into the squirmy cesspool that is George W. Bush. And he struts around with a Marine jacket on. And he struts around with a flight suit on. This coward cowboy, this guy who's afraid of horses, this guy who jumped into a champagne unit. Please, Daddy, save me. It's an outrage. When do you feel the pinch of this war if you don't have a person in the military? You don't. Neither do I. We're fighting two wars in two different countries. Does it affect you? Huh? It's Christmas. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Hey, go buy some stuff. You know, go buy some stuff if you still can. You know, jack up your credit card limits and go buy some stuff. War? Where's a war? What are you talking about, a war? Oh, that's right, on the news now, on the 6 o'clock news, they're showing those little video postcards now, right? Remember we did it last year. Hi, I'm First Sergeant Mike Malloy, and I'm stationed here at Fort Bilala in Kuwait, and I just want to say hi to my wife and my children and my new little five-month-old baby back in the United States. God bless you. Here I am. Hello. What war? There's no war going on. Is there a war going on? Huh? Fa la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la. Man, it's unbelievable.
It's an election year and the troops over here, you don't need us. Say that the war here is over. Four of us die every day. And I don't know why we are fighting. Was it all just a lie anyway? Like they say. See, Mr. President, I have a wife in Wisconsin. Though I write it.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For
every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on Internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting Internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the Internet. Childabuseunit.com.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40x60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50x100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Hi friends, this is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? Now, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor.
Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Credit where credit's due on this program tonight. It was engineered in New York by Jason Isaac and Colin Tipton. Linda Blake is our phone screener in the city. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall at MaximumInteractive.com is our webmaster at MikeMalloy.com. Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org archives the program. Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Catherine Bay is the executive producer. Check out two websites, okay? AirAmericaRadio.com and MikeMalloy.com. And most of the topics we talk about and some that we don't get to on a given evening are posted. The links to those topics are posted on my website. Gene is calling from Hillsboro, Ohio. No.
Oregon.
Oregon, thank you.
That's okay. I just had a quick question on a related matter. You probably saw that the Veterans Administration had resigned today.
No, who resigned?
The head of the Veterans Administration.
Oh, really?
It sounds like Poughkeepsie or something like that. I can't remember the name. Anyway, I just wanted to know how do you think the Bush administration could make it any worse? And what crony do you think they'll pick to replace him?
You know, I don't know. They're reaching deep into the neo-Nazi bag. They're coming up with people I've never heard of. I don't know who they're going to get to head the Veterans Administration. It will probably be someone that is a Bush pioneer or someone who's contributed $100,000 or $200,000 or $300,000 to his either election campaign or his coronation on January 20th.
Can you imagine having to come home to that after risking your life in Iraq?
No, I can't.
Neither can I. I
would come back pissed. I might come back and do something like blow up the Murrah Federal Building. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. And if I were a veteran, I might just do that. Anyway, I just had that question. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks for checking in. Margie is calling from Indiana. Hey, Marge. How you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing, Michael?
Fair to partly cloudy.
You know, when I heard that these two GIs spoke truth to power, I couldn't help but hope that they have more than a handful of friends that's going to keep track of their duty line. Because, like you were saying, I got a strong feeling that they're going to end up in East Podunk, Siberia.
Well, I just hope they don't wind up in a firefight and discover that their rifles are jammed.
The other night, Michael Moore was on with Leno. He showed up in a suit and tie and clean shaven.
I saw a little clip of that.
If he had white hair, he'd look just like Dennis Hastert.
Oh God! Yeah, separated at birth. Yeah, it is scary. I don't know what's going on with Michael Moore. I have no idea.
Well, he's got a new book out, and yeah. I'm not sure I have the title exactly right. It's something like "Will They Ever Believe Us Again?" It's a compilation of letters from GIs that are probably similar to what these guys were talking about.
Right, right. Yeah,
I looked at him sitting there. I didn't see it from the very beginning. I was flipping channels. And I looked, and I thought, who the hell is that?
Right.
And I thought, son of a gun. And I said, damn, if his hair was white.
Yeah. I hear you.
It's wild. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I just wish the hell whenever Bush would show up someplace, they'd get him a jacket that fits. He likes Army uniforms that are tight-fitting, doesn't he?
I think he does, at least.
Full-legged loop. Creep.
At least that's the. Yeah, he likes uniforms that he really shouldn't be entitled to wear, since he's a coward. He defiles the uniforms, a flight suit. He defiles it, a Marine Corps jacket. He defiles it. How dare somebody like George Bush put on a Marine Corps jacket? I know he's entitled to because he's the so-called commander in chief.
Well, where there's no sense, there's no feeling. What can I tell you?
Well, you know Eisenhower. When Eisenhower, a real war hero, did come back from from being Supreme Allied Commander, it's my understanding that when he made speeches and when he showed up as president, he never, ever, ever put on a military uniform. He truly believed that there should be a separation. Once you separate from the military, you're out of it. Don't play games. When he addressed the troops, he didn't put on flight suits or flak jackets. He just went and addressed the troops.
And he warned us about the military-industrial complex, too, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, I'm telling you, these guys are something else.
I know.
And we're gonna be in Iraq as long as there's oil there. You want to know?
Or as long as there's oil anywhere in the Caspian Sea area, which is one of the reasons they're building all those military bases. Like I said, you know, when our grandchildren, our old Marge, will still be there. We'll still be there.
Yeah.
Hey, got a boogie, dear. Thanks for checking in.
Take care.
All right. You have a nice evening. Mike, no, not Mike. Who sent this in? Just a very quick James in Kenosha, Wisconsin. He reminds me, in Kuwait, Rumsfeld told the troops, you go to war with the army you have, not the army you might want or wish to have. In a letter to Rumsfeld, Senator Chris Dodd said that his response to the question about armored vehicles was, quote, utterly unacceptable, and that it was the duty of the government to provide safety equipment. Chris Dodd said, Mr. Secretary, our troops go to war with the army that our nation's leaders provide. Yeah, no kidding. What a snotty, smarmy statement. What a condescending, patronizing statement to people who are about to kill or die. You got a war with the army you have, not the army you might want or wish to have. No, no, no. You go to war with the army that the Bush crime family provides. Wow. Thanks for participating tonight. I do appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Some say peace in the Middle East is impossible. I beg to differ. This year we mark two anniversaries that remind us just how possible it is. 25 years ago, Egypt and Israel made peace. Why did Egypt turn toward peace after rejecting it for decades? Above all, because its courageous leader Anwar Sadat came to realize the futility of war. He found in Israel an eager partner for peace. And 10 years ago, a peace treaty was signed between Jordan and Israel. When Jordan's King Hussein was finally ready, he too found an eager partner in Israel. Yes, peace is possible, but it requires leaders of vision. Tragically, that's precisely what's been missing among the Palestinians. Had they taken a cue from Egypt and Jordan, perhaps this year we'd be marking 3 anniversaries, not 2. Still, I'm grateful for the 2 anniversaries. They should remind us never, ever to abandon hope in the possibility of peace. Visit us at ajc.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The U.S. Senate followed the House in passing a sweeping intelligence reform bill. As was the case in the House, the bill passed overwhelmingly by a vote of 89-2 with West Virginia Democrat Robert Byrd and Oklahoma Republican James Inhofe dissenting. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist called it an important tool in the global terror war. He said more work needs to be done, but the measure is, quote, a major leap forward. The bill now heads to President Bush's desk for his expected signature. Despite a U.S. assault on Samarra months ago, insurgents have launched a series of attacks in that city north of Baghdad. In Ramadi, insurgents continue to fight U.S. Marines. This comes as the Iraqi Electoral Commission says it might consider spreading out the January election over several days. Laura Iyama has more.
In Samarra, gunmen targeted a police station, killing one policeman and a child. At a nearby U.S. military base, a suicide bomber blew up his car near U.S. Bradley fighting vehicles. One Iraqi civilian was injured. In Ramadi, a suicide bomber tried to hit a U.S. military checkpoint. Gunfire broke out. 2 Iraqis were killed. Many fear the continuing violence will discourage voters on January 30th. Iraq's interim prime minister has suggested Iraq's voting could take place over 2 to 3 weeks. Iraqi election officials now say if they receive a formal request, then they will weigh the proposal.